Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It was inaccurate and false. The stuff was taken out of the locker room. I was informed of it after it was gone by the equipment guy, and that the players, the veteran players, a couple of veteran players got together and decided it. They wanted to take that stuff out. So my pinball machine that I gifted the guys 2 years ago at Christmas, I don't know where it's at right now. So
really?
I don't know where it's at. It's in the storage room somewhere, I guess.
Man, I bought you guys a ping pong machine?
Pinball?
Yeah.
Why are you struggling with that so much?
Because I keep saying ping pong.
Yeah,
I haven't seen a pinball machine, Jeremy, in 30 years, man.
He said it to me earlier. He goes, what was it? It was a ping pong. I says, pinball. He goes, oh, yeah, pinball. And he comes back and he goes, and they had that damn ping bong, bong, ping pong. No, ball.
Got a pinball machine I bought two Christmases ago. And
now
you all
know
just
it
take
is.
It out and, man.
Did you, Joe, did you, we haven't talked about it on there, talk about the Bears and what they did in their video. You saw it. I haven't seen it yet, but it's pretty funny.
I just watched it. Yeah, and trolling a little bit. They have I can't remember what players it was, but they had two of their players playing Papa Shot, playing cornhole,
Papa playing Doc. Papa Doc showed up in the locker room.
Papa Doc.
I said Papa Shot.
No, I'm making fun.
But yeah, we're getting trolled. So if they lose, they're gonna look like idiots. But I feel kind of dumb right now.
Mm.
If I'm a Ravens player.
You do?
Well, it's just like, okay, if I'm a Ravens fan, I'm just like, that's, it's just gotten blown out of such proportion that it's just so ridiculous.
I'm glad you said that. So who do you blame for this?
I blame the sun to a degree.
I take some blame for this. I'll take some blame for this because I ran with the story that I thought had credibility to it.
Well, I also blame the fans.
I gave it legs.
You blame the fans.
You can't blame the, well, okay, that's the case. Everybody, because the fans only went from a story that they thought had credibility as well.
But no one ever stopped to. We had one caller that stopped to think and said, "Hey, maybe the players did this." We just immediately thought, "Well, Harbaugh's lost the locker room, so let's pile on."
You had a report from the Baltimore Sun with three writers that contributed to it that everybody co-signed on, right?
Exactly. If I came to you and I said to you, "Tony Mancelino told me this," or okay, I heard this from the coaching staff in August. And someone said to you, you sure wasn't the players? You would say, no, Rob's in the clubhouse. If he says it's the coaches, then it's the coaches.
But if the media availability that these players have, that the media gets to talk to them, you knew it was going to get brought up. So just wait until they're asked. Just wait till the coach, I think a lot of fans don't have the media literacy to just, they just immediately say, you know what? I don't like that either. I'm going to latch onto it.
I think that's unfair. If that's the case, then don't read. Don't read. If that's the case, then stop reading the Sun. Stop reading the ESPN. If you got to wait and ask the player, that's why the media, to me, so I take this seriously. The media is the bridge between the players and the fans. That's what your job is. If you say something, you shouldn't have to wait to hear from the players. It should be the gospel. That should be what it is. If not, if that's the case, then Joe, we don't have a job. We don't have a job.
We're in the opinion business. We're not necessarily in the fact business.
We do report the facts. We give our facts. I give my opinion based on the facts that are reported. And I found out that it wasn't a fact.
We have seen way too many times in the last 10 years where the media either just goes after something and latches onto it and creates a story.
Shock jock people. Writers typically don't do that.
But then you should learn from the shock jocks and say, you know what, I'm going to wait a second.
No, not from writers, Joe. I disagree with you. Writers are there with these guys.
How are you, like, again, I'm not trying to demean any other outlets out there because I respect the people that are podcasting and doing things. But there's a different feel when a report comes out from a Baltimore Sun writer.
Exactly.
Than somebody else that's just doing their podcast, that watches the team, that knows football. Or, that's somebody on the inside.
On TV, and you know he has the reputation of stirring the pot. This is a writer that's there. You take what he says or she says as the facts because they're there.
I was telling Rob, I didn't feel as bad, but we've all done this since we've been in radio. And I'm not comparing the two things, but understand the similarities. The Duke lacrosse scandal.
Yeah.
And what was reported early on and what the DA was saying. And you're like, at that point in time, you're looking at these preppy kids, these kids that were down there and this girl and what she's saying happened. And you're like, oh, it's a frat. You could see that. It's a sport. And then you start buying in and start killing those kids. And I know you didn't go after them.
I didn't.
I did.
And I didn't go at them because I had a friend of mine who this happened to. And it was, at that time, pretty fresh.
And then that's when you start questioning, okay, who can I trust and what outlets are. If something was reported in the Baltimore Sun, and even now, like, looking at the papers we have here today, I'd trust any one of those. And if we're talking about it, I'm going to give you my opinion on it. If what we're talking about is not factual, then my opinion doesn't hold water.
You just said you trusted it.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you said that because my comment is going to be this. This was, to me, a violation of trust. You were there. You are my eyes. You're my ears. I take what you say to be serious. I take what you say to be the factual truth. And to come to find out that you move things around, perhaps,
but what,
to get clicks.
Okay, but what if this is what happened? That they talked to players and players told them that, and that wasn't true, and they ran with that. They're not going to throw those players under the bus for giving them information.
That's still up to the writer, though, to make sure they corroborate with someone
else. Thank you, Joe.
But how many other people do you have to cooperate with?
Okay, can I say this? Because I watch these guys do their work. Jacob Calvin Meyer. Who's the guy we get from the banner? Tall, thin dude. I can't think of his name right now.
Huh? Baseball or football?
Baseball.
Tall, thin dude.
We have all the time. Anyway, I watch these guys.
Danielle?
I watch these guys. You can throw Danielle too. Yeah. I watch these professionals do their job. And what Joe said just now is what I see them do.
I know who you're talking about, the banner now. I feel so bad.
Andy
Koska?
Andy Koska.
I was looking it up and didn't get that.
I watch these pros do their jobs. And they're not just running with the story. Remember the story that Danielle did about Brian Mattis?
Mm-hmm.
How long was she working on that story?
Yeah.
It's foolproof.
But this is the problem with media today. It's more important to be first than to be correct.
Well, and it sounds like something Harbaugh would do.
Yeah.
So that's why they said, well, all right, I'm just going to go with it. Because they also knew they'd have 90% of the fan base back them up on it.
I can't wait till Koska comes on the show. And I hope you're not here. And I go, let's tall, welcome in. Tall, thin dude covers the Orioles for the banner.
You know, you guys know when I get rolling, man.
You're in the moment. We forget stuff.
That's for me.
Yeah.
When I get rolling, I forget. What's his name? I don't know his name. You know what I mean, damn it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.